Welcome to the City View Church Podcast. We hope you enjoy today's message.
So, hey, we are finishing the last part of our series today, Recalculating. And this morning what we're going to do is I'm bringing, and I'll let you guys know when to come up, but I'm going to bring everybody up on stage who did a video. And so we've been doing these videos, for those of you who maybe this is your first time, you haven't been here throughout the whole thing, but we did videos of different people and different things that different people here at City View went through in life. Everything from each one had an intro. I'm going to see if I can remember each intro. One said, I never thought I'd be a 30-year-old single mom. Another one said, I never thought I'd commit adultery. Another one said, I never thought I would have lost my husband so young. Another one said, I never thought my mom would go to prison. Another one said, I never thought we would have a special needs daughter. And then another one said, I never thought I would be a drug addicted drug dealer. And then the last one was, I never thought I'd try to take my own life. Did I hit all of them? I mean, and those are real life things. But what was so amazing, at the end of each one, they spoke of the hope that they have in Jesus. They never once glorified the mess or whatever happened in their life. They all said, but God. Because in life, it's all about what God can do, not what you can do. In our life, we will have hot messes. We will have things that go on. We will all go through different things. But here's the thing. If you do it alone, you will fail. If you try to live this life alone, you'll fail. I'm sure most of us have seen that movie Castaway, right? With Tom Hanks, great movie. He gets stranded on a desert island, right, with nobody. But what does he do? What gets Tom Hanks through? What is the one thing that gets him through? Wilson. So what is the one thing we need to get through in life? We need community. We need each other. Yes, we need God. That's why we're here. But we need community. We need each other. We need to be vulnerable together. We need to be real with each other and say, hey, you know what? I don't got it all together. But together, God uses each of us to make a masterpiece. Each one of your lives is part of the mosaic of what God is making. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 says this, and I think the verse is going to be up here. It says, and let us think about how to stir one another up to love and good works, not abandoning our meeting together as the habit of some, but encouraging each other, by so much more as you see the day is drawing near. We don't have much time left here on earth. We don't know that. I mean, this was written a long time ago, and Paul says the day was drawing near. The day is drawing even more near now. So I want to encourage you, as each person comes up on the stage, if I could have you guys all come on up and join me now. Welcoming them on up. And so this morning, sort of the goal of this morning is, it's been, they recorded these videos back in November. And many of them, I think every single one of them, except for maybe Tony, have been very nervous about their video going. Maybe they were nervous because, I'm going to sit right here. They've been nervous because of maybe the content. They've been nervous because of what people might think. They've been nervous because they have to come up here and talk at least one time, and some of them didn't know I was going to do this. Do I need more seats? No? But you guys, what I hope that you got from this series, a couple things. One, there's always hope in Jesus. Always hope. No matter where your life has taken you, no matter where your life is right now, there is always hope. You do not have to give up. Whether it's hope on giving up on your life, giving up on your marriage, giving up in parenting, if you're looking going, I don't know if I could do it anymore, you look at each one of these lives and you can see there is always hope with Jesus. Number two, you can find that hope in community. When you come together, you're real with each other. You're open with your flaws. You're open with the things you're struggling with. You're open going, you know what? parenting is tough. How do you, you know, and I, we had one single mom that was in here. I don't know if she's in here. And when Jasmine shared, she was able to go and say, I'm in that boat right now, but it's only been like a month for me. We have marriages that were in here going, we're in that boat right now, but you give me hope. We have people that came up to Zach last week. I know people right now that either they lost loved ones or like, man, I know somebody who's struggling with that right now. You've given me hope. You guys, but it's when we can be vulnerable and be real that people see that we're just a bunch of real people that need Jesus just as much as the next person. So the main question that I've asked each one, sort of, you know, since we recorded this video, what maybe is something that God has done, something that God has shown you, an opportunity you got to share your story, encourage somebody else. So that's sort of however you guys want to share that video, and then I'm going to get to you later on. But this right here is Matthew Wagner. He's the guy that made all of the videos for us. So, Clayton, would you start us off? There's mics throughout, and you could just pass the mic if somebody wants to. We don't have to go in any certain order, but Clayton's going to start us off.
Hey, guys. Hey.
We open up some prayer first?
Yeah, I will.
I didn't pray yet.
Absolutely. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for everybody that has been vulnerable up here and has been brave enough to share their story, Father. I just pray that it just blesses everybody here. We all are going through stuff, Lord, and it just shows that it's just a real life that we live, and that it's not always our Instagram page that just shows the great things in life, Lord, that we are a mess and we do need each other, Lord. So I just pray that the Holy Spirit speak through each one of us today, so it can touch the right people that needs the blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was trying to think about what God has showed me through this whole thing, and a passage came to mind, and it's no greater love is to lay down your life for somebody else. We might not have died for anybody in here, but we definitely laid down our full life in front of everybody. It wasn't easy because it's not something that you want to, like, you know, post on your page, but at the same time, God's told me that there's two things that you can take from this. So we can all connect through our depravity, so our sin, things that we, because everyone's fallen short of the glory of God. But there's one unique thing that we each have, and that's a purpose in God. We are in the image of God. So the only way that we can help people and bring people to Christ is to lay down your life and be vulnerable to each other. Because then we know that, hey, this person, like, my sin is not unique. I don't have the 11th commandment on the 10 commandments it's all unique. The 10 commandments, we've all fallen. And that's what we can kind of connect to, saying, hey, you know what? We're not perfect. But the thing that we can be unique about is that we all have a purpose and we all are in the image of God. So that's what he showed me.
Okay, so for me, the biggest impact for me was hearing so many people's stories. A lot of people reached out and shared stories, and it just showed me how broken this world is. Life is hard for everybody. Everybody has trials. Everybody has struggles. And so, but that's why it's so important to have a firm foundation in God, because if you don't have God, then you're going to turn to things that you shouldn't, or try and rely on something else to cope with problems. Because, you know, I mean, everybody's going to have trials, whether people are going to fail you, always. You're going to have people that leave. You're going to go to the doctor and get results you don't want to hear. Or you're going to have so many struggles in life, and it's so important to know where your foundation is. And so that's something I learned. And also, like Jeremiah was saying, I put up a wall, and I didn't want everybody to know my story. I think a lot of us did. And but bringing it down makes it to where you can relate to others. So that's why your story is so important and how you can impact others.
So since we've told, I felt like a lot of people knew our story already. I was actually kind of surprised at how many people didn't, because so many people here walked through it with us. Our story happened at a unique time for us. We actually, and by Jeremiah didn't know this, I don't think, but our story came out the day before Isabel's funeral. So for me, it was kind of therapeutic. I think it's helping. That healing process, I feel like, is never going to be over, but I think that it made it a little easier. And we've had the opportunity over the last 7 months to minister to another couple that has had a similar situation, actually. It's not the same, but God keeps showing us that, I mean, he keeps reinforcing that you went through that for a reason, and it showed that our story still has power, and that he's not finished writing it yet. So I think that's kind of, for me, I think it was the timing was, I think, kind of more personal as well, so.
When she said God's not finished with her story, it reminds me of this. This isn't what I was going to say. Actually, I don't know what I was going to say until right now, but it reminds me of this quote from Erwin McManus where he says, God isn't finished writing our story, and he's a brilliant writer. So that was cool, babe. You know, God shows me something every day, sometimes like in spurts, sometimes like slowly. I'd have to say just, you know, really just this whole series has shown me the importance of sharing your story. And I know all of us have a story. And I think a lot of times we're hesitant to share that story because, number one, we're either scared what people might say or we're embarrassed. I know that was the case for a lot of people on stage, but I think they would all tell you they're glad they did, because if it can help point someone closer to Jesus, it was well worth it. And then I think another reason people are hesitant is because we like to compare things. Clayton had mentioned in his prayer Instagram, you know, we're always like, oh man, now I got to make it to Hawaii. I just said that because of Brandon, but I mean, I got to get a job in Hawaii now. But we compare and we think, man, I'm not going to share my story because it's not as bad as that one. But I look out and I could see people who could have easily shared videos. I know the DeRooters had a tough 2017, a lot of you know. I see the Millers up front. Their story is like incredible. but it's important to share that story. And it's not a comparison thing. You know, pain is pain, loss is loss, trials are trials. We can't compare it. And when you share your story, like Lisa had said, we had an opportunity to walk along with a great couple who are going through the same thing that we're going through. And it's different, but at the same time, we can just, and a lot of times it's, I know, we don't know. It's an unknown thing, but we can always point back to Jesus. And the cool thing for me about seeing them is that they are pointing people to Jesus through their story. And so share your story. I mean, you might think, I'm embarrassed, I'm scared. What are people going to think about me? Who cares? I mean, if it points someone to Jesus, it's worth a little bit of embarrassment. So.
I don't know. I noticed, like, sharing my story really impacted, like, to me, more people at, like, my work, people that knew me that always knew I was a Christian, but may have not known that I don't even have a dad anymore, or they got to, I would share stories, and they would see everybody else's stories, and be like, wow, your church seems really, like, down to earth, or just, like, real people, and that was really cool for me, because most people have lost somebody, or will lose somebody, and so it's very, like, relatable in a way, and so at my work, it was just a really cool response because I work with a whole bunch of non-Christians. I think there's like one other person that's a Christian at my work, and it was cool to see that and see that their change or like their opinion on churches kind of changed, and like the comments on all of our videos were shared, and all these non-Christians were saying things, and it was really cool to read. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. It's been a while since I lost my dad, and so it was. I don't know. That's probably the biggest thing, I guess, is hearing people that weren't Christians' responses to the videos.
I want to say one thing. So when the Carter and Weibel story was shared,
The next day, one of our top City Kids teachers, the next day, just like your guys' was timing, the next day was sort of the anniversary of her losing her father. So not only did these stories minister to people maybe in the place where they're at, but it actually ministered to people in the exact place they're at. And when they were getting ready to remember a day that was going to be hard for them, yet they heard a story of hope that gave them hope to get through the hardest day that they were going to have. And so it was cool how God even timed each part of the series. I don't know if Allison talked to you, but yeah. it was just neat. I mean, I didn't time it. I just threw dates together and I said, make sure you get this day off work. And that's so it's just neat. So sorry, Tim.
Good job today. Didn't he do a good job leading that song?
Hi, everybody. First, I just want to thank everybody for listening and watching. I know there's only like a handful selected people that know my full story, so thank you guys for just listening, being encouraging, and it was very cool to see the comments. I mean, I threw a lot more down up there, but I think Matthew just cut it out. what God has shown me the most is that God can work in any situation, no matter how big and no matter how small, and that he constantly reminds you that he's got you in the palm of his hand and he's got a plan. So that's the biggest thing that is shown for me.
I think that what God showed me the most is just that he's there for me, like not just in the big things, but like losing my dad, but in little things, like he's always there, like no matter what. And he's, you know, he's never going to let us go, like, you know. And I just, like, it's kind of hard for you to hear. But, you know, just that he showed me that, you know, he's there every day. And because sometimes I just think, like, you know, he's there just in the big trials that I go through, but he's there for me every step that I take. So.
I want to thank you guys, too, for listening to our stories. This thing that Jeremiah said this morning about community, can you hear me okay? Okay. Hear me now? No, just kidding. Sorry. Anyways, the community thing, that's really important. It just hit me this morning. And I heard, you know, I thought about it before. The more you share and just talk to different people, it really helps because we always talked about it, and we always, every time something comes up, you know, it's always a memory, a really good memory. And yes, you feel sad because he's not here, but this, just talking about it and having community here and friends, it's really been good for, and since we shared this story, I don't know, it's just like, we're just more comfortable talking about everything. It just brought reminders up, and I just want to thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
I would say that for our story, it's kind of one of those things that a lot of people didn't know about because it's, I don't know what the word is, I guess maybe a little embarrassing, you know, a little hard, a little, sometimes it's something that you want to keep hidden because you don't know what people's reactions will be. But it has been very encouraging. We, through the social media and stuff, I got a lot of encouraging, a lot of encouragement from people that didn't know our story, you know, that are unchurched and not saved. And so that was really neat. And then also I think that just community and family and friends, their support and constant prayer, because marriage is difficult, and especially when you have the difficulties that we've had, it just, you know, builds on that difficulty, and that marriage is already difficult. And so I really appreciate and still covet to this day, you know, prayer.
and support, and we have a really good support system. So.
You know, I was, the embarrassing part of this thing was, I was really nervous doing that video, and then, I'm putting not my greatest hour on display for the entire world to see, and you know what, that's an embarrassing thing to say, but it happened. If that got a chance to help somebody who's going through any of the situations Jill and I were going through, then we had to do it. So it was, God called us to do it, we did it. Again, it wasn't my finest hour on display, but through that same thing, support system, family, friends that we have is phenomenal. Just sharing that story, we got to, it opened up lines of communications. My brother and his wife, you know, we talk about our marriage and their marriage, and you know what, it's really cool. We were doing that last night, and it was awesome. So it's still, we got a long way to go, but we're in this together, and God's got us. What he's shown me personally is keep walking, do what he wants you to do, look ahead, keep your head up, because he loves you. Even when you blow it, God loves you, you're his. Keep walking.
So I would say for me, it was really, since sharing the video, it was really freeing. Kind of like Tim, only a handful of people knew everything that happened, so just kind of putting it out there was really cool, really encouraging. People at work know about it now. People that come into work know about it now. So open line of communications with some of the people I interact with daily or almost daily about those things. The other thing that didn't really get in the video was, since the video, I really kind of reflected on a couple of things. One of the things is the feelings of feeling unloved or unworthy and things like that aren't true. And so something I did a lot of the times was try to read or listen to a song or something that kind of was true, to just sat there and said, I am loved, I am worthy, I am, you know, special, even when those thoughts said I wasn't, so.
If somebody could get Matthew the mic. So if you guys would just thank Matthew for all of his time and effort, and because I don't know that when he entered into this project, how life-changing it will be for, seriously, thousands and thousands and thousands of people have seen these videos. Thousands of people. And they have helped so many. Each person here, I'm sure, has received messages that said, thank you. And so, Matthew, I want to thank you for doing this for us. And we just appreciate all the time, the spending hours and hours doing them, sometime till 4:30 in the morning on a Sunday. And making me a wreck, wondering if it's going to be there. But Matthew, you and I have had some conversations since you made them. Yeah. Why don't you tell me some impactful things for you, being the one behind the camera and hearing not just the 9 minutes or 5 minutes that we heard, but the hours that you heard of video.
Yeah, so it was, first of all, this is totally different than anything I've ever done video-wise. And it's been a huge blessing because it's fun to make videos, but it's another thing to make videos that are impactful and that God uses to minister to other people's lives. And I feel really blessed to have been even given this opportunity for that. I just want to thank you guys for coming up with the idea for this and all that and letting me be a part of it. I'm really grateful for that. But some of the things that are interesting about being the one editing the video is you've got an hour long and you're cutting it down into however long. So you're sitting there dissecting the interview the whole time. And in that, I really got to see, I feel like I have a special connection with everybody on stage because I've spent a lot of time with them. I really just, looking at each individual aspect of their story and hearing it over and over again, it's kind of like that thing that, like, you can read the Bible and then another time you watch the same thing and something else sticks out to you. So every time, like, I was watching it over again, God was honestly using a lot of the topics and that kind of stuff that had been brought up in the videos to minister to me, which was really impactful. But I think the biggest thing overall was just that I've I mean, I've known a lot of these people for a while. I grew up in Calvary, so I've known, if not personally, of them a long time. And I didn't know anyone's story. And so God has used this to really change how I look at people. And it really, like, even just going through day-to-day, how I look at people has completely changed. And I say that because sometimes I can be a little bit cynical in the sense of somebody is rude or somebody is just weird or I don't know. And I think, oh, that person's rude or, oh, that person's weird. And that's not the case with anybody on stage. But I never look at people, I've never looked at people in light of, I wonder what's going on behind the scenes. I wonder what's going on in their real life. I wonder what problems they're going through. Maybe their dad passed away, or maybe they just tried to kill themselves last night. And when you live life through that lens of looking at people, it changes you. And it's living in love and in, like, through God's love. Like, I think that's the truest form of God's love. And I'm not saying that I've accomplished it or that now I, like, look at everybody perfectly. But I think when you can look at people and say, like be a friend to them and not just be rude, but, like, be a friend and say, like, I wonder what's going on behind the scenes. How can I be a friend of that person? What, maybe this person just needs somebody to talk to. Like, in high school, like, you, there's always the, like, the cool kids, the cliques, like, people that people don't talk to, all that stuff. And I think that goes on all through life, not just in high school. And so reaching out to those people and just maybe they're not people that you necessarily click with, but just being a friend to them and being there for them. I think sometimes that's what people need. And when we don't know what's going on, like, it's, I don't know, it's looking at people selflessly. And I think that's really how God has impacted me through it.
Well, thank you. I thank you guys all again for sharing your stories. And you guys, one thing that we would love is for you to share your stories with us. And I know some of you, I know bits of some of your stories. Because this is something that we really would like to do, maybe once a year, a thing like this where we can just hear stories, hear how God gave hope. You can email us, type it up. I know some of you are like, I'm not a good record yourself. You can email it to us through Dropbox. Get it to tony@cityviewphx.com. But we really would love to hear stories. Because stories are impactful, aren't they? Haven't these stories just, whether you can personally relate, but stories are impactful. And I just thank you guys all for taking the time and for being vulnerable, for opening your lives up, and for sharing this piece of your story with us. We just appreciate you guys. And Matthew, again, thank you for doing these for us. Send us the bill, and we'll get you your check. So you guys can go ahead and go and grab a seat. I'm going to close up here. But guys, thank them again. If you have not shared their video yet, if you have not shared their video on Facebook yet, share their videos. They're all on our Facebook page. Share their videos, each one, because I don't want the impact to stop because the series is over.
Thank you for joining us today. For up-to-date series information, find us on social media at CityViewPHX or go to CityViewPHX.com.